Welcome to Prompted, the podcast where we spark imagination, one writing prompt at a time. My name is Eric, and if you love exploring new ideas, pushing your writing in unexpected directions, or just need a little creative spark, you're in the right place. New episodes of Prompted will be released every Monday, so be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on our website or find us on your favorite podcast platform. In each episode, I'll share my own creative work inspired by last week's writing prompts so you can see how it all comes together. Then, at the end of each episode, I'll give you a writing prompt to explore on your own. In some episodes, I might share a song that I've created with an AI-powered music tool called Suno, that's S-U-N-O, which all starts with one of my original poems. Now, I'm not trying to replace professional musicians or musicianship. Instead, I see this as a way to bring my words to life in a new and creative way, at least until I connect with real musicians in real life. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's creative writing journey. In this week's deep dive, I'm going to talk about the art of microfiction and explore what makes these tiny tales tick. Microfiction is essentially a type of flash fiction, just a brief fictional narrative that still manages to develop character and plot and deliver a surprisingly complete story in a tiny package. There are different forms of flash fiction floating around out there. Some include the 6 or 7 or 8 word story. You heard that right, just 6 or 7 or 8 words. Microstories, which is basically a story written to fit within a specific character limit, think social media, you know, X, blue sky, etc. And drabble, which is typically between 100 and 500 words. When it comes to microfiction, many writers are initially intimidated by the brevity required. But as you explore this form further, you'll discover that writing microfiction offers numerous benefits and can be incredibly rewarding. Let's take a closer look at why you should give microfiction a try. In no particular order, microfiction forces you to distill your ideas down to their essence, honing your ability to convey complex concepts quickly. Microfiction is also an excellent way to develop skills that can be applied to more substantial projects. Microfiction's concise nature allows you to experiment with new forms, styles, and techniques without committing to a larger work. So writing microfiction can be a liberating experience, allowing you to experiment with new styles, genres, push yourself outside your comfort zone, and develop a stronger sense of narrative structure. Let's dive into some practical tips for crafting microfiction from writing prompts. Here are a few strategies for generating ideas on the fly, in no particular order. First, sometimes the simplest approach is to take the prompt at face value and write a story based whatever that prompt is. Number two, ask yourself questions about the prompt, such as, what if this character had done something differently? Or why is this event even happening? Three, set a timer for 15 minutes and write whatever comes to mind without stopping or worrying about grammar, spelling, or coherence. Just write. And last but not least, use sensory language to describe sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and textures. In conclusion, writing effective microfiction requires a combination of creativity, technical skill, and attention to detail. By following these practical tips and regular practicing, you can master the art of crafting compelling stories within tight word counts. And remember, don't be afraid to experiment and take risks. That's where some of the most interesting ideas come from. Let's turn our attention to some original poetry that I'm excited to share. Here are three poems that are a result of fantastic writing prompts over the last week or so. Each one a unique reflection of the creative sparks that have ignited within me. The first poem came from the writing prompt dialogue suggestion of "I'm getting my ducks in a row." As I started thinking about the prompt, I thought how that phrase often implies getting everything under control and organized. But as we all know, life is full of unexpected twists and turns, just like these quacking ducks. I had a plan, a simple one. Line up my ducks, keep things neat, no chaos, no fuss, just order. But one spun in circles, another took off. One found a puddle and belly flopped in. Another stole my sandwich. I waved, I whistled, I begged. They flapped, they quacked, they carried on. The second poem comes from the word prompt of balustrade. A balustrade is a railing, like the ones you see on balconies or staircases or bridges. It's there to keep you from falling. It's a word that suggests structure, a boundary, something meant to hold us steady. But what happens when that structure is more illusion than support? I let this poem lean into that tension, exploring the space where connection feels real but remains just out of reach. Fingertips hover, blue light hums, a pulse that isn't mine. Scroll like scroll, a chorus of voices, none speaking to me. The balustrade of connection, thin as signal strength, hollow as a seen but unanswered thread. Burnout tastes like static, like a timeline looping, like a name you don't recognize, but still answer to. Offline, the silence is deafening, but at least it's real. The third poem comes from the word prompt penumbra, that space between light and shadow, where things are almost, but not quite. You are the almost touch, the breath between words, the pause before hands collide. Light bends to keep you longer. Shadow lingers where you stood. Not gone, not here, but somewhere in between. I step closer, but you shift, folding into the penumbra, that soft eclipse where love waits, not yet, but soon. Now, let's dive into some original microfiction that I'm excited to share. Here are three fictional stories, or story ideas, inspired by two amazing sources on Blue Sky. The VSS 365 Challenge, which offers daily writing prompts, and Half-Baked Prompts, with its unpredictable, random story stuff to get you writing. This first microfiction piece comes from the word prompt of fathom, that's F-A-T-H-O-M, which originally means to measure the depth of water, but is also used to describe understanding something deeply. I thought it would be fun to play with that idea with a mix of dry humor and chaos for a problem I'm sure we have all dealt with or at least understand. Jerry stared at the instruction manual. Insert part A into slot B. He couldn't fathom it. There was no part A. There was no slot B. There was only regret, 347 leftover screws, and a bookshelf that now legally qualified as modern art. The The second microfiction piece comes from a writing prompt concept idea of Demons in the Desert, a Western horror. So I thought with this writing prompt, I'd try leaning into the classic gunslinger with a bit of adventure and grit. A Western theme was new to me, but I've written horror. Check out my latest book, Spectra Noir, Shadows in the Light, a collection of horror-themed poetry and stories. In the lawless town of Iron Hollow, ex-gunslinger Scorpion Drake hunts desert demons. With sharp-tongued saloon keeper Marigold Jones and weary bounty hunter Zeke Cobb, he must face horrors rising from the sand before the town is lost to darkness. The third microfiction piece comes from a writing prompt image that showed a bike stuck in the mud. This got me thinking, what if something was pulling it down? So I wanted to create a horror story with suspense and tension, all within a 260 character limit. Liam saw his bike, half buried in the sludge. The mud rippled, shifted. Then a wet, gurgling whisper rose. The bike lurched. It was stuck, but sinking, as if something beneath was pulling it down. He ran, but when he looked back, the bike was gone. In its place, a single muddy footprint. I'm excited to share my own take on the word prompt given in episode 3, which was factoid. That's F-A-C-T-O-I-D, factoid. So without further ado, here is my poetic response. I was born a whisper, light as dust on a sunbeam, tucked between the lips of a stranger, half remembered, half believed. I slip into ears like a lover's secret, turning heads, widening eyes. I swell with each retelling, gilded with certainty, dressed in knowing nods. They say I was found in an old book, etched on the walls of history. But I was never there, only a shimmer of truth stretched too thin. I danced through the dinner tables, skitter across screens, painted in pixels and urgency, shared with the click of a careless hand. By the time I return to you, I am taller than the tale you once heard, bold and bloated, unshakably real, and you will tell me again. Factoids drift through conversations, growing with each telling. But what happens when someone builds their whole life around them? Let's find out in my microfiction response. Charlie liked to think of himself as a man of knowledge. Not book knowledge, anyone could get that, but the kind of knowledge you picked up in the wild. Little known facts, the trivia, the stuff that really made a person interesting. The Great Wall of China is the only man-made structure visible from space, he declared at brunch. No, it isn't, his friend Maya said. Charlie ignored her. People always got defensive when they didn't know things. He prided himself on his mental library, all sourced from social media, overheard conversations, and the backs of cereal boxes. He lived by these factoids, guiding his decisions like an ancient oracle. This is why, at 34, Charlie had never cracked his knuckles. Didn't want arthritis. It's why he always slept with one leg outside the blanket, body heat regulation. It's why he never, ever swallowed gum. 7 years, seven long, undigestible years. And it's how he found himself, on a first date, refusing to eat strawberries. They have more genes than humans, he explained to his date, casually pushing his fruit salad aside. So, she asked. So, I don't know, that just seems unnatural. There was a pause. She took a long, slow sip of water. You eat chicken, right? Charlie frowned. Well, yeah. You know, chickens have more genes than humans, too. Silence. His world wobbled slightly. That's not... He pulled out his phone, ready to fact-check her, but hesitation crept in, a shadow of doubt. 3 hours later, Charlie sat in his apartment, surrounded by open tabs. The Great Wall? Not actually visible from space. Knuckle cracking? Harmless. The gum thing? A complete myth. He stared at the screen, horrified. Had his whole life been a lie? Just then, his stomach rumbled. He looked down at the gum he'd just swallowed. Well, he had 7 years to figure things out. I hope you enjoyed those. Now, for the episode 4 writing prompt, this week we have the word gregarious. That's G-R-E-G-A-R-I-O-U-S, gregarious. Share your work with us on Blue Sky using the hashtag PromptedPodcast, and I'll feature a few random submissions in the next episode. If you'd prefer to share your writing privately, feel free to visit our website, thepromptedpodcast.org, and send it through our contact form. I can't wait to see what creativity ignites within you. Happy writing! Thank you for listening to another episode of Prompted, where we spark imagination one writing prompt at a time. Be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on our website, thepromptedpodcast.org, or find us on your favorite podcast platform.